shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Today, the 18th of March, 2020, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And of course, Sue's at the helm.
Good morning. Linda's
on her way in, and she's rolling this morning. She'll be in a couple minutes.
Terrific. Well, let's take a look at your forecast. Today, you can expect a 40% chance of rain and a high of 55. Now, tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 33. For tomorrow and for the next few days, sunny and a high of 62 tomorrow, 65 for Friday, and 70 for Saturday, with lows dropping in the 30s for Thursday night and Friday night. Then for Saturday, you can expect partly cloudy skies and a low of 41. For Sunday, mostly sunny and a slight chance of showers and a high of 69. In downtown Reading, it is a little bit misty, snowing in the mountains, so bring along your chains. Red Bluff is currently 42 degrees, 41 in Anderson, 36 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 39 degrees in downtown Reading. Now, we do have quite a few incidents on the roadways. Basically, just slow down, folks. People are just spinning out. So just be careful if you are traveling. Speaking of traveling, President Donald Trump just announced the U.S. northern border with Canada is now closed. Now, Carl, back to you.
Well, thank you very much on that. The weather and the traffic reports, I guess that's a traffic report, is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans right here in the North State. Linda just came rolling through.
Good morning.
Let me finish up here. We just finished the weather.
Okay. Oh.
You were close. No, that's not connected to anything. That's another.
Okay.
That's in case we need another mic.
Great. Okay. I need coffee. Okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, drink mine. I'm not afraid of getting this COVID-19 from you. Anyway, Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. We're here with Robert Burke, who is not really on a time schedule anymore.
Good morning.
Because school's out.
Yeah, it is.
And Fiddler on the Roof. I'm so sorry.
It's not canceled yet.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
When's that go?
It's supposed to run the first two weekends of May. They're staying hopeful on it. Mr. Spencer sent out an email to all of these students and the parents saying that he is remaining hopeful on it and he wants to push forward with the musical. So it's really just a day-by-day basis on what he is planning on doing.
But people aren't getting together for rehearsals, are they?
No,
yeah.
Because they can't. And
they
delayed ticket sales in case we have to move the weekends or
okay.
in case the show does get canceled. But it's not fully canceled yet.
Okay. Well, anyway, so let's not chew into your time with that. Welcome to the show.
He's got more time today.
Oh, good. Okay.
I've got tons of time.
Because he doesn't have school.
Okay. So let's talk about entertainment now that we're all home. I think the mics are still switched out. I think let's talk about entertainment now that we are home and Netflix, Amazon, and things that we need to watch.
On those platforms?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so obviously movie theaters across America are closing. Cinemark 14 here in Reading just closed, and so did Cinemark 8,
the Dollar Theater. They're closed.
Oh. The movie theater in Anderson is still open, and it seems like that's the only one left because AMC and Regal officially said that they are closing their movie theaters yesterday. They came out making official decrees. It started off with them making it so that only 50% of the auditorium could go into the movie theater.
Right.
And then at this point, it's been just – they're completely shut off. So –
well, we'll talk about that after you're gone because we have, you know, statistics and, you know, a lot of things that we're going to be talking about. We've discovered that's why we got up at 6:45 this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, if people could see the flare of leaving the house, trying to get here on time. Okay, so what are you doing? Okay, kid your age.
Okay, all of a sudden you have been so used to being Mr. Active, right. Mr. Go to the Movies, Mr. I mean, you have the internet, but what do you what, share with us at someone your age what this means for them?
Well, it means a lot more time at home. It means a lot more time to myself. Originally, I thought that the online schooling stuff would keep me busy, but the governor sent out an official decree saying that there are no assignments that can be due until at minimum April 14th. Till the end of the week, we still have assignments due because they're making stuff due until the quarter grade. And there is, you know, some questions going around right now that maybe the quarter grade will be our final grade and that school will be over starting Friday.
Now, so the governor says you can't have any of your any assignments until April 14th, right?
Right.
So does this mean that on April 13th there's going to be a loud moan and scream from high school students as they start doing everything they should have been doing for the past month?
Most likely.
Are y'all betting on the come that it's going to cancel for the rest of the school year and you're just going to work hard through the quarter?
Well, I think that a lot of kids will have that idea. I think a lot of kids probably haven't even looked at their online school stuff yet and probably don't plan on it.
Now, the online school doesn't mean it doesn't mean that you're watching the teacher.
No. What we're doing is Google Classroom, which is a kind of online virtual way to do school. On Google Classroom, teachers can give you assignments. They can send messages to the whole entire class. It's absurd. Like, I've never seen anything like this, and I never expected to.
You know what? Get used to it, because they're, you know, as you get older, you're going to see you're going to see classes being Skyped.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen anything like where the world shuts down. And it's like I'm trying to see whether, you know, should I go see my parents? Should I go shopping and see my parents? I'm going to call them out to the show today. And do they need my assistance? Am I putting them at risk? I mean, there's all of these questions. But later on today, we're going to be pre-recording a show with four or five doctors in the room at once. I'm just going to plain out ask the group. Mm-hmm. But anyway, let's talk about you.
We may play that more than once because we've got the experts coming in, plus a guy that works with the Center for Disease Control who does the mapping of this and does projections. But we can keep you later. Let's just take a break.
We want to talk about movies and entertainment, what you're seeing, what's inspiring you.
You said something that inspired me. And this is just for, this is because I worry about your health, hon. Because you're such an integral part of me that I think shopping would just be too dangerous for you, unless of course it's a grocery store. But I'll go there. So where this economic, this could be an economic, it's going to be hard on the economy for a lot of these places. If you stay home, it could really help us get back right on that budget.
Get right back on that budget.
Let's just ride that horse. Hey, this portion of the show is
I had no idea where he was going. I was expecting a put on pump. Anyway, we're going to have to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. And as we know, we're going up and down with these temperatures. Very, very cold. Like Carl said last night, 38. We had the fire in the bedroom, you know, one of those heated fire things. And, you know, I just was very cold last night. So as we're going up and down, we're thinking about our heaters and our filters and all that other stuff. Go to Alliance Heating and Air. Get on their schedule. Pretend as everything's moving forward. That's just a one person that comes out and does your maintenance. So 221-2642 or go to homecomfort.org. We are here with Robert Burke. He's our entertainment guy talking about movies and so on and so forth. If we can't go to the movies.
Even though the theaters are shut down.
even if we can't do that, still mindful about maybe what's playing on Netflix, at home, Amazon, whatever is, because I know we're going through different series. A lot of them happen to be in foreign languages, but I happen to like that. So we'll be right back here at KCNR, and we've got a lot in store for you this morning. Sheriff McGreeny will be here at 8 o'clock. More with us later here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. And good morning, Sue.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And so you're back. Come out of faith. I just walked in to find you here with that bad look.
spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, including massage, nail care, and lash extensions. Wind River Spa. Spend an hour or spend the day with us. Featuring farmhouse fresh products and PCA skin products, we are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment at windriverspa.com. Relaxation. Wind River Spa.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle is in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR. How are you doing this morning? We're live here, 7:19 in the morning, and a cold, wet day, but glad to have you check in with us, Carl. We are here this morning with our wonderful Robert Burke, who is our film and TV and entertainment expert. This portion of the show, of course, we love on all our sponsors locally owned. You know, we push that all the time.
It is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 10 years in the business, and Bastiani Arms is our place of choice when we go to buy a firearm. And it seems like there's a run on firearms in California for some reason. The firearm sales have gone, have started going way high. I don't know if this means is that people, if they can't get toilet paper, are now going to try and use it and take, you know, and take it from you. Anyway, Bastiani Arms is, like I said, locally owned, locally operated, great deals there. They have everything that you could possibly want and in stock, ammo, accessories, all of that, plus classes on self-defense and CCW. Located at 2539 Larchburg, right here in Reading, and you can give them a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday, Bastiani Arms. We're here, with, as Linda said, with Michael or Robert Burke, Michael Burke's son, Robert Burke.
It's not the first time it's happened.
And he just told us today, and I didn't know that. He just, made the announcement last night that theaters were shutting down.
Yeah, yesterday in the morning, Regal announced that they were shutting down their theaters across America as a safety precaution, and then shortly after, AMC followed and said the same. For a while, it was 50% of the theater would be filled up, and that's the way it was in Reading, too, but then just last night, I got an email from Cinemark. They sent it out to all their royalty members, and it said that they were shutting down theaters across America indefinitely for the foreseeable future.
So what are you watching then on you're in the middle of series? What are you watching?
Well, I'm not currently in the middle of any TV shows. I've never been like a super big TV guy. I've never been super knowledgeable about it. I find it kind of difficult to stay dedicated to a story over a long period of time, and I'm usually not one to binge a TV series. However, just this last Christmas, I binged a TV series for my first time. I watched 6 of the 8 episodes within 24 hours. I was hooked. I couldn't stop watching it. It's a Netflix series called Unbelievable. I don't know if you've heard of it.
No.
But it's available on Netflix for everybody to see. And it is about a rape accusation that this woman makes. And she undergoes a lot of guilt for the accusation. And it makes her very questionable on whether or not what she's saying is true. And it's about these two female detectives.
Oh, we did see it. We loved it.
Yeah.
Yes, we did see it. Go on.
Yeah, it's about these two female detectives that start looking into the case. And as they do, they realize some very dark, messed up things that are going on.
In the town.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was really good. Well acted. Toni Collette, one of my favorites, is one of the leads in that.
Yes.
And so anyway, but good choice. We binged it too, didn't we, Carl?
We did, among other things. Because, you know, frankly, TV of just your regular commercial TV is like one of those things you're going to see is going to be things of the past unless they change. I see sports will still be there because sports are, you know, I saw a meme yesterday that said, hey, you know, the sports, you know, they've taken all the sports off. TV says, there's a woman on my couch. She seems very nice. She says she's my wife. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But sports will go on. But I think they're going to have it's changed. It's going to change dramatically how people are going to watch, you know, TV, if you even watch TV. But one of the things you wanted to talk about today was what it's doing to films as far as being released, because now they're delaying them. And a perfect example was last week you talked about the James Bond film.
Right. Wow. And that was only I couldn't imagine it at the time, but that was only the start. That was like not even the tip of the iceberg. Afterwards, I think maybe it was after the show or it was the day afterwards, Sony came out and said that they were delaying the release of Peter Rabbit 2. It was supposed to come out on April 3rd and they delayed it until August. And then very shortly after that, Paramount came out and talked about all the movies they were delaying. They were delaying The Lovebirds. Most significantly was A Quiet Place 2,
Ooh.
Part 2, because that was supposed to come out 2 days from now, on Friday.
Okay.
It was super close to coming out, and they just pulled it from the release schedule. And on Wednesday or Thursday when they announced that, I thought it was nuts. I was like, you know, I was kind of baffled. But at this point, with all the movie theaters closed, it was a really, really smart decision to delay it. After that, Disney came out and announced all the movies that they were delaying. They delayed Mulan, which was supposed to come out next Friday. They delayed The New Mutants, which has been delayed like 4 or 5 times and got delayed again. It was supposed to come out on April 3rd. And they delayed Antlers, which was a horror movie technically under the 20th Century Fox or what's now called 20th Century Studios brand name. And then just yesterday, Lionsgate came out and announced all the movies they were delaying. It's really looking like definitely the rest of March and most likely all of April will see no wide releases. And very, very significantly yesterday, they announced that Black Widow, the new Marvel Cinematic Universe movie that was supposed to come out on May 1st, was also delayed indefinitely.
Well, do you think that in the marketing aspect, if you know, after a while, if you had months of movies in the release, it does affect the chain of when, right? You know, in the chain of releases, let's talk about that, you know, your summer blockbuster, your, you know, there's a reason that they do it, the time that they do it in. So I'm wondering in marketing if they're just behind the doors figuring out, okay, we're going to have to do a worldwide release with this online for a certain amount of money.
Well, that's the thing. What's really interesting is that I think it was Paramount. It was Universal. They came forward and said that a lot of their movies, they were trying something new and going directly to VOD with The Invisible Man, Emma, and The Hunt. Now, the thing about those movies is that they already came out. So that's not like the biggest piece of news ever. They already came out. They're offering it for rent for $20 because, you know, if you get four or five people to come over and watch it, then that's $4 or $5 a ticket.
Did you watch The Hunt?
I did see that.
What do you think of that movie? Why are we not wanting to see that movie?
Well, I enjoyed The Hunt. I think it's an entertaining movie.
Okay.
But the political message is very, very confused because the movie is constantly making fun of everybody. It's making fun of leftists, of rightists, of centrists. It's making fun of basically everybody constantly. And because of that, the movie comes off as kind of, I guess you could say, spineless, because it doesn't take any strong point. It's just making fun of everybody, and it doesn't really seem like it's making a strong enough message to justify how passionate the movie is. And also, towards the end of it, it really became a movie that was more about rich and poor than left and right. And unfortunately, the whole movie had built up with the idea of left versus right. But I still did enjoy it quite
a bit. Okay. All right. And then what were the other movies? Because if you can see those online for $20 and you've got the big screen and your family, okay, we're not going to the theater, but we're going to make popcorn and we're going to do this as a new release. See, that could be a ritual.
Right.
And then I think game night's going to come back to families because game night kind of disappeared, you know, because of baseball and practices and, you know, dinner. This is a time now for families to come together and start maybe a tradition with teenagers and everybody that goes 20,000 different directions.
Right.
So board games are going to come back. And, like, if you've got board games hiding in your closet, give it to a neighbor. You don't want them anymore. Give it to a neighbor who's got kids, et cetera. But let's talk about those other two movies you were talking about that are along in the clump of the three movies that came out that now that they're offering online for $20.
Right. Well, what's most significant is that there's actually another one that they're putting on VOD. And this one was supposed to come out in theaters on April 10th. And rather than delaying it, they are premiering the movie on video on demand.
Okay, see, that's smart marketing.
It's very interesting. It's Trolls World Tour, which is a new animated movie. It's not the most significant of releases. It's an animated kids movie. But it's definitely going to hit big with families. It's coming out Easter weekend.
Oh, great.
So it's very, very good timing. I think this is interesting to see how it goes over. You could never do this with some of the bigger movies, like, say, A Quiet Place Part 2 or Mulan or Black Widow, because those movies require a lot of money from the movie theater. And if you have like a family of, you know, four or five, that's what, with tickets being probably $11 just in Reading, more expensive in other places, but just in Reading, with a family of five, that's $55 you made from tickets alone. And at the home, if it's on VOD, it's $20. So it's, you can't really do that with a lot of the big movies because they will lose out on money, especially because people flock to the theaters with big groups of people to go see these type of movies. If everybody's at home and they all just pay once, then you're losing a lot of money on that. So that's why you won't see Black Widow or any of like the big budget movies doing that. That's why you'll see something like Trolls World Tour doing that. That isn't as significant.
Well, if this continues on, they're going to have to do some interesting marketing. It's better to cover your costs and move on than to keep putting a premiere out. So they may say, okay, there may be a menu saying $20. This movie, which is a blockbuster, is $30. It's better to have a family sit around for $30 and, you know, no popcorn, you know, stuff that you make at home. Or maybe it's $40, but when you figure that you've got, you know, your family together watching something like that rather than going out – They're going to come up, I'm sure, with some great marketing strategies. And that's what I encourage you to watch, too, because it's very interesting. What do you do in these times? You've got to make lemonade out of the lemons. You know, you got to make it happen. So anyway, Robert Burke has been our guest. Again, where do we go watch and tell our listeners where they can go find more about you? So informative about movies in the past. Somebody's going to want to figure out, why do I want to watch this movie? You really get into depth about it. Where do they go to find your work?
They can find my reviews at www.thecleverCritics.com, or you can search you on YouTube for The Clever Critics, and you can find my reviews on there.
Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, Carl, we're going to have to take a break right now. Thanks for being with us this morning. We're staying on the air amid all of the, thank God there hasn't been a lot of outbreaks here.
What we do here is that we're in a small, we're in our isolated studio. Robert was here when I was wiping down everything with industrial strength.
Clorox cleaners.
Clorox cleaner, everything from the headsets to the mics, of course. All the table, after when he leaves, we're going to do it again, even though young people, doesn't look like the coronavirus is hitting them.
They're still carriers, though.
You can still be carriers. Yeah. Now, and then one of the things Dr. Pierce said yesterday is if you have, some friends over, your mom needs to keep track of who they are. Because if then you come down later on, that way they can keep, they can spread, but they can then notify people that they were exposed to it. Social distancing means that you don't have 20 of your friends over. Every night.
All right.
7:32 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, solid group of professionals there. They care about you. Locally owned, locally operated. 2 branches in town here at 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Rayleigh Shopping Center, the old Rayleigh Shopping Center. And, of course, for our Red Bluff friends at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, you can learn how they move your dreams forward just by stopping in or just go online at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:32 in the morning, 42 degrees out there. Looks like we're going to be having some rain today. In fact, that 40% chance of rain looks like 100% where I'm sitting at. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about things that are going on in our town and the nation with coronavirus. 8 o'clock, Sheriff Eric McGreeny will be here with a member of the Health and Human Services to talk about the state of emergency that they just called for the county of Shasta. We'll be right back.
Your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Glade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to KTNR on this beautiful Wednesday. 41 degrees. You know, we've got Sheriff McGreeny coming in today. We're going to cover some headlines here. But let me give you a quick update with the weather again. It's 41 degrees, raining, as you look outside, with our highs of 55 and overnight lows of 33. As we progress through the week, the only thing that shows that there may be sunshine is Thursday with our over, with our sunny day of high 62 and overnight lows of 37. Anyway, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Now, Jeff Wurst, many of you know that if you got a chip or a crack, and of course, when you're going right now from putting the heater on, which I know I had it on yesterday, big time, and then you're going to go to cool and hot and cool, this is when you may have a little crack that kind of grows. So you need to get that fixed. And rather than replacing your entire windshield, if you go to Jeff at Crackmaster, he can fix a chip or a crack and do it within a day. And he guarantees his work. So go to Jeff at Crackmaster. He is located on 273, or you can call 241-8373. Just remember, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Okay, as we said earlier, the Sheriff McGreeny is going to be with us at 8 o'clock to discuss the state of emergency. But we have a state of emergency in many of our stores, it seems like. Again, people are going and buying. But at the same time, both Raley's and Costco have put out the word that they're hiring people because of the, you know, for a minimum of 30 days. So if things have slowed down and people are being laid off, as some people are, is that you can get a decent paying job at Costco and at Raley's, and they are hiring right now. So I think people need to know that are looking for something for the 30 days.
And I think Grocery Outlet as well, if I'm not mistaken, Carl, not to interrupt there, but I did come across that I think they're looking for people to stock their shelves.
Holiday and Home Helpers as well.
Yeah, especially Home Helpers. Home Helpers is at this point is hiring people. Sharon is looking for people because of everything that's going
on.
To help assist with people in their homes. So if you are looking, you know, for a job you've been laid off, or the fact that maybe things have slowed down in restaurants and, like mostly sellers is, you know, they've shut down their tasting rooms, but they are delivering. And, you know, imagine this. you're in your second day of self-isolation. Now it's maybe your third or fourth day. All your wine's gone. You know, I mean, you've gone through your 8 bottles of wine in 2 days. So now you call mostly sellers and you say, Mimi, I've got at least another 2 weeks here. Could you bring me over a vat?
And call Country Kitchen and drive by and get your to go. But here's something that just came to my mind. And I'm wondering how this can happen, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you're with me, because we're coming together with a world crisis here. So kids that are home from school, 15 and above, what did we used to do? We got jobs. What about a program that was sanctioned for kids, because they have all these restrictions now why kids can't work? Froths me, if you want to be honest with it, because I think it's a time for kids now. Why not, instead of staying home, a program for kids that they could go in and stock the shelves and make some money? They're doing something with their hands. They need to be busy. How about something like that? Lifting the sanctions of stupid laws about you can only work 10 hours. Well, now that they're out of school and they're obviously, you heard from Robert about the people, you know, how much online is easy, it's boring, you're done. What do we do with our kids? So I don't know. I don't know if we could do it through counties or if it's a state thing.
I think we should start doing things like, this is how you budget. This is how you balance a checkbook. This is what a budget is. This is how you change the oil in the car. This is how you do different things. This is how to cook. This is a chance to start teaching kids things that we used to. And now you've got them.
In brownies and 4-H.
And if they're not going to, make you, you know, they're going to. It's a time for education. It's a time for dinners around the table. This is, you know, while this is impacting on the United States and the world very much, use this time to maybe rebuild family values and maybe rebuild the bonds that keep us and make us families. Now, you know, other news that's going on is the IRS is delaying the April 15th tax payment deadline by 90 days. You still have to file, but you don't have to pay. Also, they're looking at a $1 trillion package to come out and help the economy and help individuals also that are running into these problems. Of course, the stock market is in a free fall, but this too will level out as the coronavirus does. The statistics on the coronavirus are the social distancing, the physical distancing which we're doing, the shutting down of places, the spreading out of people. People taking it seriously is going to slow the spread.
That's what it's all about. That's what, you know, that's what it's all about. Later on today, you won't hear it on the air right now, but at 1 o'clock we are going to pre-record Dr. Orna Gill, and her it's just going to be very interesting. She sent me a site yesterday from Johns Hopkins University. I wonder if I could probably forward that to Facebook. Anyway, talking about what this means, it puts it into, rather than you feel like, oh, it's ridiculous, everybody in their panic, what's going on with this is you've got to shut down in order for it not to spread. So we, as humanitarians, we as a community have to follow these guidelines. They may be a little bit, maybe, and maybe not. But this is what we do as good citizens, is we follow the rules. There's a reason they've been set in motion, and the world is watching, not just us. This is happening in Italy. Now, the headlines. Cash for the people, recession or depression, stocks dive. Government wants phone data to track sick. NYC nears shelter in place. Now imagine New York City, toughies that they are. And there was a picture of before and after, like all of the, you know, the traffic getting into NYC. And then today, the bridge, completely like bare. This is happening in our time.
You know, the total number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus worldwide has now surpassed 200,000. according to John Hopkins University. And this is one of the people we're going to be talking to today at 1. And I think what we may do is find a way of putting this on maybe tomorrow morning after our regular show so people can listen to it, and again tomorrow night, because we're having the guy that does the graphs and shows how it spreads and why it spreads like this will be one of the guests on the show today. We're going to have the Shasta Regional Medical Center Shasta Regional Medical Center. They were on a week ago yesterday. Things have changed dramatically. So the Jim Taggart and Casey Fatch from them are going to be also on the show today. And this
later today when we tape it.
This is why we're going to probably play this show maybe on Friday to get the get all this information out during our regular scheduled show.
Hey, let's take a
break. But right now, the death toll has topped 8,000, 8,006 worldwide. Most of the people that have been infected have been in China, 31,000 in Italy, 16,000 people in Iran, 13,000 in Spain, and 9,000, almost 10,000 in Germany. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by one of your favorite places.
Orwin Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, located in Reading. All your jewelry needs. I think they're probably still open because, you can only have 10 people. So they've got a couple of people working there, and people walking in and out with getting their batteries replaced and so on and so forth.
But you know what, honey? You cannot use Four Winds Jewelry to self-isolate.
No.
This is not the place they're talking
That's okay.
about. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Our casino relocation project will stimulate new housing and improve existing housing. Job growth from our project will provide the income necessary for families to purchase homes in the local community. Developers will meet the local housing demand by increasing the supply of new homes. In fact, Palomar Homes recently announced plans for 2,000 new homes in Reading. Our project, it is part of the solution, and it will fill these new homes. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems, having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, live with Carl Lindebot. 605-456-7 is our phone number.
Good morning.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. We just said that Home Helpers is looking for employees during this time frame to help out with all of the different the required plus up of people because people are staying home, that they're going to need more help. And Home Helpers is looking for people right now. You can give them a call at 226-8350. You can learn more at readyhomehelpers.com. Sharon Clark has been in the business for 16 years and knows what she's doing, and she is the person to call if you need help with your family. Okay. So many things going on, but we can't forget is that the number of the primaries were this weekend and yesterday, and Biden has swept all the primaries. Bernie is meeting with his supporters, and they're going to figure out which way they're going to go.
Yeah, because this headline says Sanders to assess his campaign after another round of bruising losses.
Yeah, I think that what's going to happen is he's going to capitulate here, I'd say, pretty soon. But you don't know with Bernie. And as long as he's got money to fight, he probably will. The other news, as we get back, you know, as we're getting away from the coronavirus, is that Tom Brady...
Oh, my God.
It's been signed by the Tampa Buccaneers.
That's just Tom Brady never played any place besides
New England.
In the whole stadium, everything was built around Brady and the Patriots. And so it's going to be really weird. Never second guess what goes on in a person's life. It's from a true champion. Like, he's still got it. He's 42 and he's still got it. You know, like, maybe this will be, you know, like, he felt like he lived out the Belichick and the Brady years, had their run. You know, I think, was he 5 Super Bowl rings, whatever it is. So it's just going to be a really weird year to watch all the way around. Okay, by the way, let's say our prayers go out to the people in Salt Lake City. There was a 5.7 quake that is developing right now, largest since 1992. There's power outages and damage. So... as we talk about, you know, sports.
Closer to home.
Yeah.
The IGO, the cemetery up there, the Veterans Cemetery, is not going to conduct funerals there, inside the chapel for the next 30 days. They are still going to have funerals in the outside, but nothing that brings people in
into
together.
The chapel.
So, in fact, a very close friend of ours, now they're on hold for 30 days because he's a veteran and wanted to be put up in Idaho.
Right.
So that's close to home. The other thing we need to talk about is we talked to restaurant owners. As you know, C.R. Gibbs shut down for 2 weeks. Other ones are they're shifting over to takeout. Country Kitchen is shifting over to takeout. Again, we implore people to buy enough for you and your family and don't hoard. You don't need the extra 100 rolls of toilet paper. I mean, it's not like you can wrap yourself in toilet paper to prevent yourself from getting this. What prevents you from getting the virus is this. Social distancing, as they learned over 100 years ago during the Spanish flu, it works. It's, you know, when we say social distancing, maybe we should use the real term, which is physical distancing. Wash your hands. Wash your hands a lot. Get wrinkly fingers. If you can find these hand sanitizer, you can use that, or you can make hand sanitizer at home. In fact, Sue, I want you to look up how you can make hand sanitizer, but just things you have around the
house.
And some of them you can't mix together, though. It's very important you don't mix them together because then you could have a chemical reaction. But you can spray one, then spray the other.
Well,
some,
this is what happened.
You can.
Got to be
mix
very
together.
Careful about that because somebody did right. that and they washed their hands and then they wiped.
Okay, here it is because I looked it up yesterday.
Really, they burnt their butt.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
2/3 cup of rubbing alcohol. 1/3 cup of aloe vera gel. First pour alcohol into a bowl, then add aloe vera gel. Stir and mix well. Optional, add 8 to 10 drops of scented essential oil. So basically, homemade hand sanitizer. And I'm not an expert. I'm not a doctor. But this is what I have seen online, and it is by far the best one that I've found. It's, okay. It's interesting you asked. 2/3 cup of rubbing alcohol, 1/3 cup of aloe vera gel.
Yeah, make sure you use those ingredients and don't put anything cayenne or anything like that because that really was truly a headline of somebody who burnt their butt. And they, just because their hands, they did something and anyway.
Moving right along.
Yeah. So, can I just read a couple very interesting, because in these times of, you know, panic and sorrow and fear, beautiful things can come out. It's like the flower that cracks out of the asphalt. And you have to have faith that that's going to happen. Ideas, spirituality, marriages, love, babies. There's going to be all kinds of things that are going to happen during these times. One of the headlines is, while different countries are under isolation, let's not think of, oh my God, my life, because Puerto Rico is under 24-hour isolation. Israelis not allowed to leave their home. Okay, that is something that we've not experienced yet. Local spread takes off in Africa, but here's the interesting thing: Czechs come together and are sewing masks. This is what they decided to do. They're coming together as a country and a community. We're going to get these masks done. So, you know, when in time of, you know, in a time of need, think about what you could possibly do, what you can write or what you can share. And again, maybe we can lift those laws that some of our kids at 15 and older can go work to help stock shelves and do some other things. Why parents can go to work and not worry about their kids being home and not being active. So I think that's an important thing that we look at. There's so many headlines. Oh, my gosh.
There are, but we go back to this thing is we do have lockdowns in San Francisco and these places where they're off the streets, and Sacramento is doing the same thing. But especially, not to the level that San Francisco is. Wouldn't that be weird if I was sick?
Oh, stop it.
Instead of just choking on my coffee.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. All right. So Merkel, first ever TV address as infection soars in Germany. We're just telling you what's happening with these headlines that are going to other parts of the world. What we're getting ready here for is really an important moment, and that's we've got Sheriff McGreeny, who just came through the door. We're going to have him on in a few minutes after we get through our 8 o'clock. We can't wait for him to have on. And finally, Dr. Oz says couples should have sex while quarantine.
Well, I think that that's a great idea.
Condoms soar.
Condom sales soar?
Soar. Not condoms make you sore. Condoms soar.
The sales of condoms.
SOAR.
Well, they're already naming the next generation.
Corona baby boom. I'm a Corona baby.
What are they calling them? The Corona Ennials? Corona Ennials.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break here in about a minute. Sheriff McGreeny has already come in here. We've already wiped down his microphone, so he's safe. I don't know if the Health and Human Services person is going to show up. No,
that's all right.
They refuse to leave their office. But we want to talk about the state of emergency that was just declared yesterday. This was kind of fortuitous. Were you waiting so knowing you were going to be on the show today?
Nice.
To talk about
this. We so appreciate our sheriff.
Yep. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after the news.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. So hard, baby, say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me with my
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. The White House is postponing an upcoming state visit by Spain's king and queen because of the coronavirus pandemic. The visit had been announced for April 21st. In a massive federal effort, President Trump has asked Congress to speed emergency checks to Americans. His proposed economic package alone could approach $1 trillion. Mr. Trump wants checks sent to the public within 2 weeks. He's urging Congress to pass the stimulus package in a matter of days. The Trump administration has good news for those who owe taxes to the IRS on April 15th.
If you owe a payment to the IRS, you can defer up to $1 million as an individual. And the reason why we're doing $1 million is that covers lots of pass-throughs and small businesses, and $10 million to corporations, interest-free and penalty-free for 90 days.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says individuals and corporations should file their taxes. They'll automatically be exempt from interest and penalties. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will not move toward remote voting during the coronavirus crisis.
Yeah, we'll not be doing that. Look, there are a number of different ways to avoid getting too many people together.
Some lawmakers want Congress to allow remote voting in the House and the Senate as the coronavirus spreads around the country. The manager of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign says his candidate is going to be having conversations with supporters to assess his campaign, but he also suggests Sanders is in no hurry to make any decisions about leaving the race, despite having lost three more primaries to former Vice President Joe Biden yesterday. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 1,195 points at 20,042. The NASDAQ is off 292 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold is on a run again. Experts say the coronavirus could tank global economies, so investors are heading for safe havens to avoid losing value in their IRAs, 401ks, and stocks. Don't stand on the sidelines and watch your accounts dwindle day by day. Head for safety and catch the gold rally now. Protect and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have valid concerns, and we have simple solutions for all needs and budgets. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers just like you. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process to transfer any portion of your IRA, 401k, or stocks into the long-term safety of a gold IRA today. Call 800-600-4849 and ask about our free gold guide. Call 800-600-4849. Grow your financial future with the rising value of physical gold and protect yourself during this worldwide crisis. Call the leader, American Bullion. 800-600-4849.
President Trump has officially clinched the Republican nomination.
With primary victories in Florida and Illinois, the president surpassed the number of delegates needed to secure the nomination in his reelection bid. He did it 2 months earlier than he did in 2016. Not only did Mr. Trump lack big-name opponents this time, he was bolstered by rules changes by the Republican Party, including higher thresholds to get delegates and more winner-take-all states. Greg Clugston, Washington.
All 50 states now have confirmed cases of the new coronavirus, as West Virginia's governor announced the first positive test in his state. Governor Jim Justice says the person with the virus is in the state's eastern panhandle, a region close to Washington, D.C. Justice used a televised address to announce new restrictions, ordering nightclubs, restaurants, and casinos to close, with the exception of carry-out food services. News and analysis at townhall.com. Progressive challenger Marie Newman narrowly defeated Democratic Congressman Dan Lipinski in the primary in Illinois' 3rd Congressional District in one of the country's most watched House contests.
Lipinski, who was running for his 9th term and is the first House member of the 2020 cycle to lose a primary, has been targeted by progressives over his opposition to abortion rights and his more conservative stances on issues. Newman, a former marketing consultant who narrowly lost her primary challenge to Lipinski in 2018, racked up a string of endorsements for her campaign this year. Progressive groups were quick to hail Newman's win, touting it as evidence that the Democratic base is hungry for more liberal representation. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez is calling on states with upcoming presidential primaries to use vote by mail and other measures to make it safe for people to vote because of the coronavirus outbreak. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's the 18th of March, 2020, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue's at the helm and hasn't missed a beat yet, and Linda is here, of course, with our weather.
Well, good morning, everybody, on this Wednesday. It's currently 40 degrees on the 18th of March on this morning. Chance of showers with a high of 55 and our overnight lows of 33. Tomorrow calls for, well, let's see if it happens, sunny day with a high of 62 and overnight lows of 37 with clear skies. Friday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 65. Friday night, overnight lows of 39. Now, I guess I'm looking at this, and we've got a sunny day on Saturday with 70. Ooh, partly cloudy on Saturday night with 41. And Sunday, mostly sunny, then a chance of showers once again. So that's our forecast for the rest of the week, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, veteran-owned, senior and veteran discounts as well. 365-3793, located in Anderson.
That's right. And a couple other things. Wind River is the casino has shut down. The Redding Rancheria has also cut way back. I think they're shutting down a lot of their activities that they're doing. Culebra Nights announced yesterday.
Yeah.
Has been canceled.
That other voice you're hearing is your one and only Sheriff McGreeny.
Heavy for the this county.
Yeah, really heavy.
For this county. And we talk about the economic impact. And Sheriff McGreeny is with us, and you know, he came to me yesterday. He says, "Hey, are you still broadcasting?
Yes, are we still going this morning?
You know what?
I should have known. I should have never doubted you guys.
We don't quit. And the fact is if we had 46 people in here, that might be different.
Right.
But we can run this with three of us and plus our guest, and then we were using industrial strength wipes on everything around here. This table's been wiped down more in the last 3 days than it has in the last three months. I'm sorry, what?
I said this probably been needed.
Right.
Considering the
Well, welcome to our show this morning. And yes, you did a press conference yesterday. Let's get right to it. You did a press conference yesterday announcing what?
Declaring a local emergency, following suit and supporting our health officer who declared a local health emergency. So, you know, and what that does is I tried to stress last night and I want to stress again here today. So thank you for the opportunity. That's not to incite any fear, any anxiety with the citizens here in Shasta County. This is something that's done. Finally, we had set some trigger points, and those were met. And what it does is it helps us with funding, with procurements. It helps show a regional level of preparedness for us here in Shasta County. And we wanted to emphasize that last night by doing so with the city officials and county officials as well. So all three cities were represented last night. And we're all working together. We're having conference calls on a daily basis to just determine where we are, again, those trigger points, what needs to be done. And it finally reached a point. We all saw the governor's announcement on Sunday, talks about self-quarantine, people 65 years of age and older staying home to self-quarantine, reducing gatherings less than 10 or more, you know, trying to stay away from those, which then prompted a lot of school closures. So once all these things start happening, it starts affecting the economy. It starts affecting small businesses. So what the local declaration does is it helps us get funding, small business loans, FEMA funding, things of that nature. So this is not because there's something we know that nobody else does.
that there's 63 people laying in one place that's got it all.
Right.
You know, I got the announcement yesterday about the small business loans, and they listed all the counties. And I looked down, and Shasta wasn't in it.
Right.
And then I went, and then I read it, and it had to be
declared.
Declared, and this is what you did. Now, what this does is it opens up the avenues for our businesses here that are suffering from this because people are self-isolating to go in and get some help from FEMA and the Small Business Association.
And that, and that's where we're getting hit the hardest here in Shasta anyway. I mean, I'm happy to report we have no new cases. Yeah. No cases at all. The one positive that we did have from a travel, he is now tested negative. He is healthy. He is, so we have zero cases in Shasta County. And our contiguous counties, from my understanding, unless something has changed, they also have zero. So we're doing things good. We have good, good people in place. We're doing good work. They're setting up 11 o'clock daily press conferences to keep the public informed. That being public health is doing that. Mm-hmm. So everyone's working together. And again, this was just to help set other things in motion, not because there's something looming out there that we're all worried about that's imminent right now. I mean, we're worried about what's going on regionally within our nation. But again, in Shasta, we have nothing right now, which is great news.
You know, the fact, Sheriff, that we're getting some comments in here that thanks for stepping out and being proactive for the well-being of our great county. Anderson and Redding declared after your announcement at the city's council meetings. What a challenge for the sheriff. Gets in the office and whammo.
Trial by fire.
But what you want to do is, though, but what you also are doing today is saying there's no reason to get to panic or anything over this announcement.
Right.
This was done so that it releases funds to our businesses and releases, it opens up the area. So if we did need stuff, it could become in, flow in right away instead of having to go through the
and that's a great paperwork. Point. That's exactly right. We've now set this in motion to where, heaven forbid, something does come in. We do have some kind of outbreak or some test positives. Now we can, because we've already pulled this trigger, so to speak, now we just push the buttons and the stuff starts happening. Procurement starts coming in. Yep. Revenue starts coming in. So we've already checked this box. This is a big box that we had to check, and that's all we did last night was check a box.
You just plant. You know what you did? Right now we're experiencing, as you said, zero. The one that did come up positive is now past that, cured.
Yep.
Is negative again. But what you're doing is you're planning for the worst case.
Correct.
And that's we need to do that.
These measures are being taken, and this is what we want to keep reiterating, is that in order for the virus, because people can have it up to 9 days mm-hmm. or 10 days, and they may not even know it or feel it, but if they get into an environment where people, say, are elderly or their immune systems are down, they could be on, you know, chemo. I know that we were with the doctors that all of their patients, all of their people that they treat are vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing right now, what we really want to keep putting out, is that the reason that these things are clamping down is because it's about containing or not being able to be in an environment with a bunch of people. And it's temporary, folks. What we are doing right now is trying to put out into the community about what you can possibly do. Like, for instance, you know, how can you prepare a meal and make sure that it gets to the elderly? There are drive-by drop-offs.
Yes. There's DoorDash, there's, I think, Uber Eats. Am I saying that right? Are those the
companies? Something like that. But the other, and so many of them, you know, and we'll say Country Kitchen again, is now doing takeouts. I see a lot of places that are doing takeouts. One of our listeners said McDonald's, KFC, Wendy's, Dunkin', and Starbucks are now drive-thrus. You're not coming inside the restaurant, and I think Dutch Bros has always been a drive-through, so you don't have to worry about that either.
We got a meal from Carlene's last night.
Yeah.
Great food as always, they're doing curbside pickup.
Right.
They're doing looking at maybe having drivers as well. So
there is work out
not
there.
Not to just give a plug for her, but
right.
to all the local restaurants and local businesses here.
We had dinner there Friday night.
We need to support our local people.
I know,
and
we really
and go
do.
Out and. If you don't feel like cooking, you don't want to go fight the lines at the grocery store, go find somebody local. Go order. They'll bring it out to your car if you have the fear of going inside. If you're trying to be responsible and they call it, social distancing, you can still support these local businesses. So please do that.
Yes. You know, From the Hearth went there yesterday for breakfast with Dr. Mark Pierce. And what they've done, the changes there are – you come in, you order, and on where there used to be, you picked up your silverware and all the condiments and all that. They were all gone. So that when you sat down, they brought you out wrapped silverware.
Very
and
smart.
If you wanted the tomato ketchup or, you know, hot sauce or whatever, those were cleaned and they brought them to you. Mm-hmm. So the only thing you got was your drink. And that's something you don't, you know, it just comes out of the machine there.
Right.
But these are things that restaurants are doing to ensure that they are keeping, you know, that you're not, you know, touching something somebody else has. Anyway, we need to take a quick break. Sheriff Eric Magrini is with us. We're going to talk some more about the local state of emergency. The big thing, though, as he's pointed out, is this is not because we are in the throes of so many people sick. We don't have anybody sick in Shasta County as of this date. This is just to set the parameters so that things start to happen. We'll be ready, but also to release the funds from the Small Business Association and FEMA to our businesses that are feeling the economic impact.
Very well said. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, right now, the stock market, we just talked to a financial manager yesterday, and she said this has been really, really been interesting that she has, you know, that people, of course, are so worried, but this is going to bottom out, and then it's going to come right back again like it has once this gets over.
Bye, bye, bye.
This is the great time if you've got that money set aside that you do something like this. But one of the things that Judy Maxwell always says, you know, you can't plan for everything, but you can plan for a lot of things. So think about your insurance. Think about these things that, oh, well, maybe this is a time that I need to take a good look at my insurance needs. Give her a call at 221-0441 and find out if, you know, find out what a good insurance plan can do for you and your family. She's been doing this since 1993. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Sheriff Eric Magrini.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 800-221-2121 or on the web, river-commons.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM on your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. If you have a question for Sheriff Eric McGreeny, who has joined us today, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Yes, the number of firearms being bought across America has leapt, especially in California. Isn't that strange? If you have a firearm, you need to be trained. And Ted Leidy and Northern Firearms Instruction can do that, whether it's just your basic CCW, advanced pistol, defense of your home, or if you just want to learn to shoot a pistol.
In groups of eight or less.
That's right. It just changed. It's going to be groups of eight or less. And instead of having a class of 15 or 16, now it's going to be eight or less, and with one instructor, so that we can keep your chances of being of catching anything lower. We spread out the targets and do all these things again. This also has affected this kind of business, and maybe you didn't think it would, but it does. But learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Okay, Sheriff Eric McGreeny is with us. And if you're just checking in, we talked about the state of local emergency. And I'm going to try and paraphrase this and just slap me if I'm wrong.
Go for it.
The reason the sheriff did this is not because we have all these cases, not because we're hiding any of these. It was for two reasons. One, to be prepared, because when you declare this state of emergency, it opens up the gates. The second thing is for the economic impact it's having on us. We're now, we can get our businesses and get small business loans, FEMA help, all of these. And also, like I said, if, you know, we start getting cases, because we've got zero right now,
right,
is that we're ready.
Yep.
You're planning ahead.
We are planning ahead. We're trying to forecast the best we can. We're having cooperator meetings daily, getting all the correct people in the room to talk and setting trigger points for if this occurs, then what does that activate, things of that nature. So rest assured that is taking place on a daily basis with predetermined times and conference calls, and we're trying to be as responsible and prepared as we can.
Now, have 911 calls gone down? That was kind of an interesting question, now that people aren't out on the streets and everything.
We're still getting our share. I haven't looked at the numbers in the last couple of days. I've kind of been tied up with the whole local declaring local emergency, doing all that, the paperwork and the process for that. But I do know that we have not changed our procedures. We, the sheriff's office, we're still responding to calls. If you call 911, you're going to get a deputy. What we are trying to do is educate people for things that have already been in place. These aren't new, but we do have online reporting. So if this is a crime where there's no suspect, you wake up in the morning, you find something stolen, maybe unfortunately your car got broken into or you left it unlocked and things got stolen, you can go online and report that, and it does not require a deputy response. So we're just reminding the community of those avenues to, again, try to be responsible, try to that social, what do they call it? What's that magic word?
Distancing.
Social distancing. Thank you. I couldn't think of it. So trying to, because our men and women are still out there doing their job. They're still out there handling the calls. They're still serving the community. But we want to try to mitigate as much as we can. So if we can push those non-essential, non-in-progress crimes to our online reporting. And, again, this is not something we did in response to the coronavirus. This is something we've already had. We're just using it again now to educate the public that that is another avenue. What we have done within our lobby is we've changed. We have live scan, and if you've ever been fingerprinted, you know that's a very, it can be a, for lack of a better term, a very intimate time. You're holding hands, you're almost cheek to cheek as we're rolling fingerprints. So in an attempt to alleviate that, we have halted a lot of our fingerprint services and new CCW applicants, but we are still honoring and processing the renewals. So if you're someone that just got your CCW or you just went to the class, we're asking you to hold off just a little bit longer. But for those that have your CCW, we want you to be able to maintain that and not expire. So we're still processing that paperwork. And then if you have a request for reports, maybe you can submit that online through an email request, and we can work on getting you those reports so you don't have to come into the lobby if you need a report for something for insurance or for other purposes. So we're just trying to eliminate the traffic in and out of the lobby of the sheriff's office. But as far as handling calls for service and men and women out on the street, we're still doing that, and they're still doing a great job for us every day.
So what have you, in these last, this last week, because I know it was a week ago Wednesday when we were in San Francisco, to go see the surprise, Carl surprised me with tickets to Hamilton. So we go, it really was. It was like a big attaboy that's going to go in the tank.
You're just showing men up all over the
place.
That's
right. So somebody said he should teach a husband class.
You're rolling his eyes.
I don't know. So anyway, we get there, and of course, for many people know this, I Facebooked it, that the gate was down, and we were told by the people in the lobby of the hotel that we were at, which was only a block away, you're very lucky you get to see the last performance because they're closing it down tomorrow. So we were dressed, ready to go to theater, only to get to the front of it. So that was a week ago Wednesday. As we got in the car and drove back on Thursday, is why not make a night in San Francisco? We saw at that time the little trickling down a week ago with servers, bartenders. Usually they said the places lined up out the door when we went to the top of the mark, or we went to down to different places because we thought we'd do why we were there, taking some of the city sites, how people were feeling it. And as we drove home, little by little, this is closing. That's closing. This is affected. And that's just happened in 7 days. Mm-hmm. What have you seen? Have you seen crime, an uptick in crime in the last 7 days? We're talking about the state of emergency, the city of emergency. But what should we look for? What's going on? Is there an uptick of anything?
We haven't seen anything that I've been advised of. You know, you have people that are home, so you might have
domestic violence.
Domestic incidents that increase, but for the most part, I think everybody is being more aware. They're being more aware of their surroundings. They're being more aware of personal hygiene, washing their hands, and all that. But I think that sense of awareness, I'm hoping, is going to translate into just being aware. We hear about people doing good deeds, shopping for the elderly. You hear about the grocery stores open an hour early for the elderly. So I think our community is pretty unique in that
we're givers.
We make a difference. We're looking out for each other, and I'm hoping that that translates into, as people are home, you know, they're being responsible. Maybe they're staying indoors more, but as this weather changes and it's supposed to be a nice weekend, get out and get some fresh air. There's nothing that says you can't go take a walk. You can't go take a hike. You can't go enjoy the outdoors and get some fresh air.
And the falls out and all
and that sun will generate some health. The activity hopefully will help our immune system.
The other thing, too, is that the grocery stores are restocking. You know, the trucks are still going. The people need to take a deep breath. You know, buy what you need for yourself and your family.
Don't hoard.
Yeah, don't hoard.
There's some people that live on very specific paychecks where they only get paid at certain times, and that's their window of opportunity to get what they need. And if they can't get what they need because they just get that certain paycheck once or twice a month, that's difficult. That's not fair to these people. Be responsible. Be good community members. And let's all take care of each other.
All right, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about the homeless population.
Sure.
This to me is a concern for two reasons, as they are in many cases, a vulnerable part of our society, compromised immune systems, and they do not have the facilities to stay clean, wash their hands every day. But I'd like to talk to you about that. I know you're in contact with the Health and Human Services. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Received 4 out of 5 stars in specifically targeted categories, including heart attack, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacement. Shasta Regional Medical Center is in the forefront of fighting this and keeping our community safe. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. 8:30 in the morning, 41 degrees out there. We'll be right back after these messages with Sheriff Eric Magrini.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're getting a lot of comments in the chat room. If you have a question, though, for Sheriff Eric McGrady, give us a call. It's 8:34 in the morning, 42 degrees, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. Now, SST Oil is on the road, and they are delivering gasoline and oil and kerosene, jet fuel, all of these throughout the western states. If you don't think about thanking a trucker, this is probably the time to do it, because they're the ones that are bringing in the food. They're the ones that are bringing in the fuel so that we can continue to live our lives. SST Oil, employee-owned company that does a lot for our community, supports so many things in our community. One of those kind of unsung heroes that we have in our community, SST Oil. You're looking for a job and a great place to work? Give them a call at 241-1167. Monitor heaters, Toyo heaters, Toyo water heaters. Talk to them. They can make sure your house is warm and secure. Eric McGreeny, Sheriff Eric McGreeny, is with us. Declared a state of local emergency. The main reason is to open up the gates so that when we need, if we need medical assistance, which we don't because we have zero cases right now in Shasta County and our surrounding counties, but it opens up the economic floodgates for our businesses that are suffering from this, and they are.
Right. Yeah, the Small Business Administration, SBA, requires a local declaration to open up those funding sources so businesses can apply for those loans. So, yeah, this is exactly as you mentioned. It's a check in a box to help procurement, help financial finances be reimbursed. Even us, we're doing functional time cards. With our staff that are working, doing these meetings and doing these planning meetings, so that if it comes down, we can potentially petition for those reimbursements as well. It's not 100%, but we'll take anything we can get.
Yeah. Before we took the break, I asked you about the homeless situation.
And right.
I know you're in touch with the
HSA, yes.
SA.
Health and Human Services Agency.
Right. My premise on this was, is this is a vulnerable type of population.
Very much is. We have a lot of elderly. I mean, you look at the 65 and over, there are those in our community that qualify. And these are typically people that have higher exposure. They have a weaker immune system because they're not
inside.
They're not inside. They're not very health conscious when it comes to certain personal hygiene. So I know that I don't want to speak for Health and Human Services, but I have heard some of the messaging, and they're working on that. I know that we have the mission here in town, and they do a great job, and they have showers available, not for just their staff, not for just the people staying there, but anybody from the community, the homeless population can go there, and they do that. They do offer their showers for those individuals. I know that the state is looking at, in some recent emails I read, trailers, mobile homes, acquiring hotels, vacant hotels, to try to get some of these at-risk transient population, homelessness off the streets, allow them to get cleaned up, to also self-isolate or self-quarantine to reduce their exposure.
There is a lot of, isn't it funny how now that we get a little catch in our throat, everybody looks at you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you go, you get a little cough, and everybody goes, they turn around and look at you.
The memes on Facebook regarding this stuff, someone sneezes and you see they're very funny.
What really works, though, is the self-isolation, the physical distancing.
Right.
This is what we need to do to keep the, to check this virus. They used it in 1919 for the Spanish flu. Mm-hmm. We had an expert on that Monday.
Hmm.
And, it was an extremely interesting show. She wrote a paper on it, and she said the parallels on how they handled it and how we're doing it it's just remarkable. But the cities that chose the social distancing, the physical distancing, had a lot less cases, a lot less deaths, because it was a deadly disease going
there,
through.
Now you cough. Everybody looks coughing at each other.
Yeah, everybody looks at me. And, and Linda just sprayed me with Lysol. So, that was the population that portion of our population that concerned me, because to me, it could be that, if once it gets in, once it starts there,
mm-hmm.
Then it's almost like a breeding ground.
It and makes I, it a lot I don't more
want
difficult.
People, yeah, I don't want people to panic about this, but there are places that the homeless can go to get clean and get fed and all this, and they don't have to stay at the Good News Rescue Mission.
Right,
but they can stay up to 30 days you know, without worrying about any of the religious teachings or anything like this.
And I know that that has been a topic that is being planned for and considered, and contingency plans are being made. One of the other questions I've been getting, I got a couple phone calls yesterday, is are we releasing people from the jail in light of this? Are we not taking any new bookings? And that is not the case. I want to dispel that. We have implemented at our jail a new screening questionnaire for the people that come in. And we're working with our medical provider that we contract with for medical services in the jail to be part of that. So we're being cautious on who we take in. If there's any signs, symptoms, we're requiring additional testing. But we are not kicking people out. We're not turning people away. We're still
no more than usual.
Right.
No more than usual.
With our maximum capacity limits, yeah. But we're, again, just asking people, and we're asking our officers, the deputies, the officers from both cities, to be mindful of that, be cognizant of that. It might take a little bit longer during the booking process as we do those screenings. But the one thing we do not want, which is my fear, is something gets introduced inside of the jail. We only have one two-bed cell that's a positive air, meaning that the air gets pumped out and not recirculated throughout the facility. So we have a very limited capacity. If we did have to house somebody that did have a test positive test, but we want to be very, very cognizant and keep any kind
of
a
empty population there.
Right, and it's a very confined population.
And your staff.
Correct.
Is right in there with them breathing.
That's very
same
important
air
to us as well, yes.
One of the things I noticed when I read that paper was they were trying to study the spread of how this thing spread and how fast. They used San Quentin as a testing area.
Oh, you're 1918.
Kidding. No.
Wow.
That's what they did.
You know,
imagine doing something like that today. Oh, my goodness.
You know, they used it to see, you know, if they had people together that, you know, that used handkerchiefs and not, and then how it spread. And they discovered that. Yes, if you have a lot of people together in a small area, it spread real fast.
I'm surprised you had to do that test to figure that out.
Well, you know, 1918, they knew about germs and microbes.
Yeah.
But they were looking at how, you know, if you use certain health procedures, will it help? Like, you know, if you cough into a handkerchief, if you did this. I found that really interesting.
Yeah.
That they volunteered, I'm sure, in San Quentin to test this out.
Yeah. I don't think we can do that today.
No, I don't think we
so
can do that.
So what's happening here is, again, if you're just tuning in, we're here with Sheriff McGraney, and he has declared that Shasta County and the city for a state of emergency. That's to open funds. It's not like we have a bunch of outbreaks. But what are some of the going along with that is the funds for small business loans and things that can open up for people in these trying times. One of the headlines I think is interesting as I'm perusing through World Headlines. I go to three or four different things and I go back to World Headlines. One of the questions that keeps occurring is, when will coronavirus end? What wartime, human kindness can tell us about what happens next? Scientists, government officials, historians, and cultural observers say the size and duration of the outbreak, here's what you need to hear, will depend on our collective actions.
Yeah.
And collectively, what is happening, we just read that Buckle in the mall is closing for 2 weeks. Sierra Gibbs is closing. There are certain actions they're taking at the River View Country Club. The things are closed. Banquets are closed. Golfing is still open because that's a small thing. But just little things like don't pick up the flag. Keep the flag in the pole. I mean, these are...
Keep the flag in the hole.
In the hole. Yeah.
Oh,
so
on the golf
touches,
course.
On the golf course. So you don't touch the stick.
Yeah, so just little definitive things that... collectively, again, that's the word collective, and I know it is affecting our lives like we've not seen it in my lifetime. I mean, we've had the SARS outbreak and when the West Nile flu and the swine flu and the outbreak of this and that, but never where the world is watching and collectively, and we're up here, and so, you know, Cool April Nights, very sad. You know that's going to have a large effect, and we just think about, well, in general, it's not about the parade as much as it is about all those people that work all year on their cars to show their cars, Think about those people coming and staying and eating, right, and staying in hotels and eating and spending money. And we can prove as a city what these events bring into us. For our tax basis, you know, for what's it called? DOT?
DOT.
You're going to see an impact there.
Right.
You're going to see, depending on how long it goes, the holiday, you know, like Holiday Harbor and their houseboats. I'm going to give
Kevin
a call today. Said, you know, what's it look like? Because usually, you know, when it's been raining and they got a good, you know,
right,
there's things that they've already booked out.
They're booked way out.
They book out, you know, and for
annual trips. But
yeah,
so that's just another thing. But we're so happy to have you with us this morning, Sheriff McGraney, and we'll be coming back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, community radio. You get to call in, ask the question, 605-4567. How is this affecting you? Do you have a question for the sheriff? We've got a 15-minute segment left here in our program this morning where we are live. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
Your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Wow! I feel good.
Yeah, I feel good. No, I didn't think I would. I think I feel good. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, the talk radio. Yes, we're live. We're going to be live all week. Tomorrow, the DA is going to be joining us to talk about scams and the things that are hitting our community, like gouging, if that is occurring.
I really hope not.
I hope not, too. We're also going to be talking to Joe Martino from Orchard Nutrition about eating healthy and what you can do to kind of like help yourself fight this. Friday, we were going to have a member of the city council, but we're doing a show today. We're going to record a show today that has people in from John Hopkins University, from Shasta Regional Medical Center, and it's going to be a show that lasts about 2 hours, and we're going to record that today. But I think what we're going to do is play that on Friday. I'm going to call everybody and just tell them that. Because I think this show is going to be very important.
You're
going to
play Thursday night. I think we'll call it Enjoy, because they said that all of their guests that they tried to get people and they said no, and which is great because they're self quarantining. So, if it's a smaller group of people, then yeah. And I think that what we got a call yesterday from our Dr. Ornegill, who said if the numbers are changing. Casey was on with.
They were on a week ago yesterday.
She said things have changed since then. We really need to get being updated on what's going on with numbers and statistics. And then I think her brother who does a math model who definitely.
For the CDC.
Yeah, and is helping with the CDC with his math. He's a PhD in something. These brilliant people out there off the map, with their, so they're on top of looking at things from a different perspective than many people on the ground here are coming from. Oh, my God.
We're trying to get in a perspective, not just our local, like we have Sheriff McGreeny here is just calmly explained everything that's going on around here, but we also have taken a historical look at what's happened in the past. Dr. Pierce came in yesterday to talk about how you can keep yourself safe. Tomorrow we're looking at like I said, the DA and healthy eating, and then Friday this show. But the police have also put out what they're doing during this, and they effective immediately, all non-emergency calls for service where a suspect is not present will be handled via their online reporting, and they will get an officer there when absolutely necessary after the initial phone contact. The lobby for the police department will remain open to the public, but fingerprinting services will be suspended indefinitely. No more ride-alongs or building tours, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. Citizen participation in force options training is also suspended. Training and meeting in excess of 10 persons will be suspended unless needed to protect public safety. Now, when during the break, Sheriff McGreeny was also brought up, we've got to look at down the road here 2 months because
that's a big concern.
That's a big concern because you have people in the pipeline.
Yeah, we have people at the academy right now that we desperately need to bolster our staff and increase our numbers for patrol services. We're fortunate as of right now they're continuing to keep those classes going, knowing the significance and the importance. That's down at Butte College. Even though the college has taken recess, they're keeping the academy going. So we're thankful for that. We have trainings. We have mandated trainings that we have to in law enforcement, just same as teachers, as doctors, nurses have to do their annual training credits. We have mandated training. All those classes have been canceled. So it's going to create a backlog. We have the courts. That's a whole nother thing we haven't even talked about here is the courts have suspended all new jury trials. They're going to keep the existing jury trials that are in progress now. They're going to allow those to play out and finish because there's some high-profile cases that are being heard right now. But any new ones are being put on hold. So the backlog in our justice system and what that means for the courts, the DA's office, which I'm sure Stephanie will talk about tomorrow, and the public defender is going to be significant.
One of the things is that, and this is also true, one of our very, we have so many bright listeners, again, in the chat room, is that we've had more people die from just a regular flu.
Right.
Than many more die from regular flu than COVID-19. And we need to let, but this will probably help with that,
I would
because it's the
so.
Same thing, the same precautions you take. You should take, what you're doing for COVID-19. You should do for the flu anyway, and this could really, hopefully, slow down that too.
Right.
So,
and it's not. I understand the concern. I understand the caution that's being taken, but just as we talked about at the beginning of the show, the positive test that we had here in Shasta County has now been cleared. So this is not a death sentence. Intense strain of the flu. Nonetheless, I'm not minimizing the importance of being responsible, but this is overcomable. And I think that we're going to hopefully turn the corner soon. Call me a visionary or an optimist, but I really hope that we start assuming some normal lifestyle soon and we start rebounding. And I know Redding and Shaskan are going to do great things once we're able to turn this corner.
Well, you know, and the fact, again, let's just reiterate, we have no cases here in Shasta County or Tehama County or Trinity County.
Correct.
No one surrounding us. The fact is that everybody is pulling together on this. The other thing is hopefully this initial buying frenzy, crazy panic buying is over.
I hope the
stores are restocking their shelves. Remember, too, is that, as you pointed out, mm-hmm. Sheriff, some people won't get paid twice a month on the 1st and the 15th, mm-hmm. or they get their Social Security checks at the beginning of the month. This is the only time they can shop. And if there's nothing there, and especially our elderly population, and this is a time to volunteer to do shopping for people, to deliver stuff for them, all these things.
Yeah. Those that you know who are our senior, check on them. We should be doing that anyway, but this is just another good reminder to be cognizant, to check on them, to, if you have the ability, to go do some shopping for them, the grocery shopping, so they don't have to be exposed.
Right.
Take that step. Be a good neighbor. Be a good citizen.
And we're not trying to score that, this is just this, because this is a serious virus.
Right.
And it can, so using the hand sanitation, wiping down surfaces, as Dr. Pierce pointed out, it's not a hardy disease. That once on the surface of something, you can break it up. By washing your hands and cleaning surfaces can destroy the germ, the microbes on it. So it's just, again, it's taking those precautions and not losing sight of, hey, we're going to get through this.
We are. And I just want to thank the everyone in law enforcement, first responders, medical, fire. They are out there staying diligent. They're responding to the calls. They're out commingling and doing what they need to do to keep our community safe. So rest assured, we're toeing the line.
Right. And once again, let's share with our listeners that the reason, the biggest reason for you do the state, whatever you call it, state
local
of emergency, the local emergency, was to open funds.
Right. Yep.
So that you, and again, one more time before we leave, what that means.
All right. There is nothing out there that we're not sharing. This isn't something that we know that you don't. This is simply an avenue, a checking a box to bring funds and procurements here to allow small businesses to apply for loans, to help with what we're dealing with the schools, with small businesses, with our community needs. So if something was to come into our community, we're prepared, and we've already checked that box, as I've said already, to deal with that and start bringing in the necessary resources. So we're just being responsible. That's all there is to it.
Well, you know what? And you have to do that.
Thank you, Sheriff McGreeny, for coming in today.
The other thing, too, is that we pray for our first responders, because you guys get to them first.
Yep.
And in our hospitals, and this, the Hilltop Medical is trying to take everybody with like an illness, and they want them to go to Hilltop Medical on Hilltop, and if you've got injuries, to go to the Hilltop Medical on Eureka. That way they can try to separate those out. But our first responders are there, and you all are taking precautions. I'm sure rubber gloves are out.
Oh, latex, yeah.
If you can find any.
No kidding.
That was one of the things, too, that first responders I saw were concerned, because
everything's getting bought up.
Everything's been bought up,
yeah.
And you all need it. I mean, every day. I don't know why somebody would need 46 packages of latex gloves. I can't imagine that. But people are doing that.
Well, we'll get through this, and we look forward to turning the corner and having a positive outcome. So,
and it's going to happen. Okay, like we talked about, tomorrow we're going to have Stephanie Bridget, who is the Shasta County DA, to talk about courts. And that's a good point, too, is how the court system, how this is going to back up in the court system. They're not going to do any more jury trials. Jury trials that are going on right now, they're going to continue, but then they're going to stop. Scams. We're starting to see scams about this, about the coronavirus, and how you can guard against that. price gouging. I did see somebody that wrote an article about why price gouging may not be as bad. Is because if they raise the cost of things, then they're going to guarantee those things are going to be there. If you're paying $2 for a water bottle, that then the people that will ensure that it's there because they're making more money. I frankly think it's abhorrent.
I do too.
But you're going to see all different things. Sheriff McGreeny, please pass on to all your brave men and women how much we appreciate them.
Yes.
I will, and thank you for having me on this morning.
You bet.
Thanks for being here.
Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.